And so I started back to make, I had a little loaf thing. I said, I'm going to try to get me another loaf thing, make two loaves.
What things would people make out of cornmeal? What different sorts of things?
Well, that's a cone. It's a cone bread and it's a cone pone.
What's the difference?
Well, one you make a little thicker than the other. A cone pone, you make it with salt and no grease in it. And scald it.
Mm-hmm.
Scald it till you can almost roll it out like a biscuit. And you pat it up in a pone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be about that thick.
Is it round?
You can make it round or make it in your loaf pan. And you pat it up good, and then you spread your little grease, and you bake it a while, and then you spread you some grease or butter on the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll start to brown. And that takes a little bit to cook. It takes about 50 to 60 minutes, too.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be done in the middle.
What's different kinds of cornmeal things that people used to make?
Well, they used to make the cone pone.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call that thick loaf. Crusty like. Mama loved that kind of scalded bread with mustard greens, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I make my cone bread in a pan. My daughter don't like it too thick. She likes it thin. And put eggs in it, milk and eggs and a little bit of flour and whip it up good and it's just like cake. It's just fluffy.
What about something you measure about the shape of?
That's hush puppies.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You make them, and after you fry your fish, you fry that.
Uh-huh.
After you pull your grease out the skillet after you fry fish. Then you make the hush puppies. That's what you call hush puppies.
Do you ever hear something called corn dodgers?
Corn dodgers and hush puppies? I reckon that. No, corn dodgers is something you wrap up in bacon ashes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what corn dodgers are. Mm-hmm. You can bake them like you roast potatoes in the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
My uncle used to make him up some. He liked them with buttermilk and wrap them up in a shuck and put them up under them coals. Mm-hmm. They're good. Make them, especially if you got some green shucks or cabbage leaf, anything. Just hold that moisture.
Sam, there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
Mm-hmm. It's a homemade bread and then it's a bakery bread. Made at the baker shop. Mm-hmm, I guess you would call it maybe another name for it.
What about something that comes fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donuts.
Are there different kinds of donuts with different names?
Yes, different donuts. It's a jelly donut. And now they're making them with cream in them, lemon cream in them.
Do you ever hear of a cruller?
Is it something like a, you know, I ain't heard y'all around. It's something like a cream puff, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cream puffs. My cousin could make cream puffs. I never had tried cream puffs. I've got good recipes, but I never had tried them. But I like them, though.
Did you used to cook for people, or?
That's most I did. Cook. Yeah, I cook. Yeah, the biggest family I cooked for was nine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then nine of them and then about three helpers.
What would you do? What time in the morning would you get there?
Well, I get to work about between 6:30 and 7. And most of the places I didn't have to fix the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I most had to. Sometime I get that time up on Sunday morning to fix breakfast. Instead of fixing breakfast, the girl, she had two daughters, and they would get up and fix the breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just have to fix them. Because I took care of the straining of the milk, and bottling the buttermilk, and straining the other milk. And the old man had already milk.
You have a big dinner fixed every day?
Yeah, pretty big dinner. Nine people. Yeah. And when I made pies, I made four pies.